Joining me now, Ken Landau, voice of your CC Tigers, as the Tigers getting ready for their first matchup of 2022 on the road in Miami, Miami of Ohio, that is. Ken, what's the key to tonight's matchup and getting the Tigers off to a good start?
Well, I think, Andrew, the key for the Tigers is going to be getting up to game speed. They've been off for a few weeks. Miami played on Tuesday, so they've kind of knocked off some of the holiday rust that everybody accumulates. So getting that rust off the blades, if you will, is going to be important. And these are huge games for the Tigers. There's no question that these are huge games against Miami. So the Tigers have to get up to that game speed, that game level of intensity very quickly in order to be successful.
Absolutely. We know the Tigers have been a resilient team as well. As talking with Coach Mayock yesterday, we do know that kind of the New Year's resolution going throughout the locker room, the coach's room, really anyone who's ever breathed on a black and gold sweater so far might be to get these Friday wins, since really the Tigers still looking for their first game series win of the campaign so far.
Yeah, Fridays, for whatever reason, have been a problem. And it's one of those things that, you know, coaches can have a hard time figuring out. You prepare all week. You think your guys are of the right mindset, that you've installed the right kind of game plan. And then for whatever reason, it just doesn't work. And you turn around the next night and you play real well. My suggestion has always been that you just like kind of change the letters at the top of the calendar. So you just shift everything like one to the left. So like think of today as being Saturday and then tomorrow being Sunday. And then that solves the problem. Then you're no longer playing on Friday, so you can't come out and maybe struggle on Friday. That's my simple solution.
Yeah, you know, we could adjust that. Ken, as we get ready for the game tonight, what are some of the names we should be really listening out for and being aware of to get that first elusive Friday win?
Well, I think Matthew Gleason's going to be a big key tonight. He's playing very well in his first full season as a Tiger. And he came back from Christmas break, I think, really fired up. Maybe more so than some of his teammates, to, you know, take things to that next level. And the Tigers have a great opportunity this weekend to put distance between themselves and Miami in the standings, and at the same time catch up to Omaha, the team that's just ahead of them in the standings, because Omaha is not playing this weekend. So it's an opportunity for the Tigers to, you know, make a move upward in the standings. And I think Matthew Gleason, this is a weekend of games that I think are really suited for him, because he likes to fly around the ice. And I don't think that Miami has quite the team speed that the Tigers have.
Well, it'll be interesting for sure to see how much rust might be on those blades as we get ready for the action. Pre-game coverage starts at 4:30 tonight with a 5 o'clock puck drop. Ken, thanks so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News, and we'll talk to you later on the radio.
Sounds good. Let's go Tigers.
Let's go Tigers.